When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. The Nashvillains, a trio of Nashville musicians, featuring Troy Johnson, Scott Lindsay, and Brett Boyett, are set to release their debut album, Tumbling Down. The outlaw Americana-tinged 9-track album took nearly 3 years to create. On this edition of Americana Music Profiles, all three musicians join us to talk about their journey together and this new record. I've got the Nashvillains with me on the podcast today. Welcome, guys. Thanks for taking the time to jump in with us.
Yeah, man. Good to be with you, Greg.
Tell me real quick, who do I have here with us today?
Well, I'm Troy. This is Troy. We have also got, say hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
And I'm Brett Boyett.
Great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. How long have you guys been together?
3 years.
A couple years now, yeah.
So, yeah. Three years. And you all have done plenty of other things. Predominantly songwriters or playing in other groups as well?
Both. Depends on the person, I guess.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. What brought you together as this group?
What brought us together?
Yes.
Oh,
plans of world domination.
Yeah. I was sent, me and Troy write for the same publishing company, and our bosses sent me out to Los Angeles to do a songwriting festival out there called Durango.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was out there, a mutual friend of ours, a guy named Tim Gates, had a writing appointment set up with a guy named Brett Boyett and invited me to go write for a movie called Forever My Girl.
Mm-hmm.
The song we wrote that day didn't make the movie, but Brett and I hit it off fairly well. And he's saying he was moving to Nashville and wanted to put a band together called Nashvillains. And he wanted to get this guy named Troy Johnson singing in his group. That's a heck. I know Troy Johnson. I can call him right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I called him up right there on the spot, and Troy's like, "Eh, maybe."
Well, you never want to show your card.
Right. So, has this been? Have you guys continued doing other things? Is this kind of your full focus of attention right now, or more of a side project?
I mean, we all have side things. I mean, it's all music. We're professional musicians full time. Mm-hmm. All of us.
Yeah, you got to continue to wear all the hats that you got for this. You know, for the modern music business.
Yeah, I mean, I produce a lot of different people, and I run a record label as well that I own. And then, you know, the other guys, Troy does a lot of singing and for a lot of different people, and Scott plays a lot for different projects and stuff like that. So
write a bunch,
and we all write for different artists,
right?
And, like and projects.
And Brett's an amazing ballet dancer.
Yeah, get to see my turnout.
How does that fit the into the band?
Yeah, the best part is the outfit.
My turnout's incredible.
Oh my. Kind of lost me there. I don't know where to go with that.
It's a shame this ain't video.
I was going to ask you about the name, the Nashvillains, but maybe I don't want to know now. So how did you guys settle on it? I'm assuming that clearly you guys are from Nashville, but where did the other part come from?
You know, I actually had that name when I was in L.A. and when I was doing the movie Forever My Girl. And I just kind of came up with it. And I always loved outlaw country and dark country. And mm-hmm. it was just kind of a name. I was like, ah, surely someone has that.
Yeah.
And such a good name. And I went and checked it out and started this label and stuff and talked to my business partner. I was like, I don't think anyone has that name. So we trademarked it and started putting it together. But it's kind of what I wanted to do with the dark country thing. Mm-hmm. And all fit together. It kind of glued everything together and all three of us together, too.
It almost sounds like it could be its own genre of music. You know, you got the outlaw country and the Nashvillean music.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create a brand new genre.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I listened to several of the tracks, and it feels very Americanish to me. I have an ear for that because that's what we do. But was that the intention, or I mean, did you guys have when you started this particular sound in mind, or did it evolve as you guys began to bring stuff to the table?
You know, I would say this is one of the projects where we're so used to having to write within the confines of what an artist would want for Nashville or that kind of thing. I don't think we did that with this project. I think we just kind of wrote what we wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we all came from a background of, you know, writing for radio, trying to write something that's a hit, that's you know, country pop oriented or something. And with this project, we were able to, you know, let go of that to a certain degree, mm-hmm. and more focus more on the cinematic style of songwriting, which is where we started when we first got together.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have been together for a couple of years now, but if I understand correctly, the album that's out, Tumbling Down, is the debut. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you have more than an album's worth of original material, or have you been bringing some cover stuff into it?
No, we have way more. We had to hold this album back because of COVID.
Mm, okay.
So we were ready about a year before this to release this, but we kind of had to wait because of everything going on in the world and stuff. And, you know, you got to be able to tour to promote your album.
Right,
so there was a tour. So.
And we adjusted this album a bit. There's actually, what, three or four songs that we pulled from the album that are just in the can for future reference.
Right.
Yeah, and there's stuff that we've written since that we haven't been able to get in the studio yet to cut. But, to say, you know, we've been doing this for 3 years is a little misleading, just because the first year was just sort of, at least the first 6 to 8 months was just spent, you know, trying to figure out what we had.
Mm-hmm.
And then the COVID shut down.
Well, and then we did do some covers during COVID, because it just seemed to think.
Yeah, we were sort of isolated in our houses, we tried to you know, keep the ball rolling as best we could.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that's, I don't think that's really our thing. But we have done some covers. We've redone them, reworked them in our style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to take the band out live?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah. We have. Yep. Yeah, we've gotten a really good response from people, and you know, it's people. I think one of the most common things I hear: "Wow, that's really different."
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which could go either way.
It depends on if the ballet thing is part of it or not.
Yeah.
Is this kind of in the Nashville area regional, or have you been able to travel some?
We have traveled a little bit, and definitely and regionally in this area, but also we played in Utah. We played, you know, a couple of different places around the United States when we could, in between the pandemic.
Yeah, we're looking to get back out there very soon.
Yeah, we're talking to a couple booking agents right now that we're trying to get to, you know, get out and get rolling.
Do you guys have other players with you, or is it just the three of you when you go out?
Depends on how much the gig pays.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it designed to be a full band, or is it based around the trio?
Well, it is designed to be a full band, but we can do it as a trio. We're confident, the three of us together.
Yeah, well, that's what's good. I mean, we're all musicians, it is a full band, but we do sort of play as a unit that the band just sort of enhances what we do.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the interview. I read in the press notes, I don't know which one of you said it, but it was an opus of sorts, kind of a concept project. So I'm taking that you guys wrote some of this music to is there a sequence on purpose of the way this album unfolds?
Yeah, well, that sounds like a Brett quote.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think what happened was as we were writing the material, we started noticing a narrative thread between all the songs. And so we sort of put them together in a sequence that would tell a story.
And will you try to do that when you're on stage? Is that the approach when you guys go live?
Yeah, the idea is to have that multimedia experience if we can get to that space in a short amount of time.
Almost like going to see a musical or
sure.
My background was like The Wall, Pink Floyd, or Dark Side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know, that kind of thing, or Operation Mindcrime by Queensryche and different concept albums like that.
When you guys were putting this music together, how long did it take you to write these songs and figure out that there may be something evolving here more than just a collection of music?
I'd say we wrote this. I mean, it was a solid year writing this, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like anything, some of them were easy and some of them were hard.
Yeah. Some of them we wrote about 8 times.
Some of them made harder than they had to be.
Yeah.
One of the tracks that the opening track that we that we're starting the record with, Devil Don't Sleep. When we first wrote it, we were. It's not that we didn't like it, but it didn't hit like we thought it would, and mm-hmm. it took us a while to rework that, and
even production wise,
yeah,
we did it. Then we took it off the record,
yeah.
Right?
And then we redid the production, we put it back on the record. Like, it ended up being one of our favorite songs.
Yeah, so it's an evolution like that.
Yeah.
You don't want to necessarily give up on something that you think could be there.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned a few minutes ago that people have observed that it's different than what they're used to hearing. Have you been able to identify an audience that's migrating to what you guys are doing, and a particular venue style that seems to work best for what you do?
Probably people that are sick of bro country.
Yeah.
to be frank.
The whole world.
Yeah. So we're hoping that this, we can satisfy an itch that might be out there that we have a little bit more depth in what we're doing. That what I think is unique about this record is that we paint outside the lines when it comes to the country genre. I mean, there's mm-hmm. instrumentation there that you won't hear on 95% of what's coming out of Nashville right now.
And
we're hoping that difference is going to make the spark.
Yeah, indie country or whatever you want to
hear. Yeah. What kind of venues have you guys do you envision this working with? Like, you mentioned trying to get out and get some touring going this spring. Do you have a mindset of what you'd like to what type of venue you'd like to play in?
I mean, I think we'd love to open for artists like Eric Church. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good model for us. We could even play with like Jason Isbell.
Yeah, we want stadium tours, man.
Yeah, stadiums are definitely where to go. But I think that our music would lend itself to theaters and listening rooms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That would want to listen to what we're doing mm-hmm. as opposed to just party.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about doing like Texas circuits with like Robert O'Keefe, if we could do that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Different types of country music.
So I've played Texas a lot, and I'm from Texas, and man, they love music down there a lot. So that's definitely a good place for us, I would think.
I could hear it fitting in certain festivals as well. Is that something you guys would like to add?
Totally.
Yeah,
and we're even talking about playing across the pond too. I think Europe would actually love this band as well. So
the new single is "There to Catch Me." Do I have that right? Is that what's out?
Yep.
Yeah. What's next after that?
Chickasaw Bayou.
Chickasaw Bayou, and then the album release.
Yep. So Chickasaw Bayou is more of an up-tempo. It's a little bit more southern rock mixed with it. And it's a good old swampy song about a prison break.
And the album is set to be out when?
March
11th?
4th? No, it's March 4th.
Okay.
It's March 4th.
March 4th, I think.
Yeah. So you got
to... None of us even know.
Hey, we just work here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. March 4th, give or take a week.
Yeah. So were you able to put together a video for each of these releases?
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah, was still got to shoot the video for Chickasaw.
Okay. Is that something that was planned as well when you guys were putting this album together?
You know, yeah. I mean, we wanted to do as many videos as possible. I mean, because it's a concept album, we've even toyed with the idea of doing a film
with all
of the tracks, because there's a good story arc of the story.
Yeah.
With that, then Casey Musgraves kind of beat us to it, but you know. Same kind of concept as that, though.
Yeah. Okay. How far ahead are you planning? You said you guys have been writing some new songs. How far do you envision this going, or would you like to see this go? Is this a long term project if it works that way?
I don't know. What time is it?
No, not the interview. The band.
Yeah. Someplace to be. Hey, how far in the future do we plan?
Yeah.
No, I think we're in this band for the long haul.
Yeah.
This is the three of us. This is what we want to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This is what we're. You know, we've all done the individual projects. We've all done record stuff individually. We've all done writing individually, and this is just a good collective, and it's just a good chemistry of us,
yeah.
Three guys. I think it kind of just works, and you know, you kind of know how people respond to the music. We have in my studio here, there's a high traffic in the studio, a lot of songwriters, a lot of artists walking through, and well-known people, and they're always sticking their heads into the studio saying, what are you working on?
Yeah,
that is some really different cool stuff. I haven't heard anything like that.
Yeah.
So you know, that I think kind of emboldens us to continue. And I think the fans and the responses we're getting online from songs like Christmas in a Bottle that we just released, our Christmas song, our approach to music, I think it's just a little bit different. I think people are responding to it.
Well, and I think you're right. And people are ready for something different. So I really dig what you guys are up to. The website is, where can people find you?
NashVillainsBand.com.
Okay. And
from there they can link to our Facebook page and our Twitter page and all that stuff.
Okay. And the band, the album is Tumbling Down, out early March.
March the 4th.
Okay.
And Chickasaw, when is Chickasaw coming out, you know?
Coming out
with the album release.
It probably is coming out the day of the album release, I would think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That'll be a good thing. Chickasaw is a really, you know, up-tempo, good stomper. So that's gonna be good.
Are you getting some radio action?
Yes, good. We are. We've got a great radio team, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So yeah, we're getting some very, you know, good radio play and a lot of streaming, and I think a lot of program directors are finding us, which is great.
Yeah.
So,
good.
Besides our team sending it out, we have other program directors that have just contacted us and they're like, "Hey, I heard your album." And one thing I love is that people are actually like, you know, I started with one song, I ended up listening to the whole album.
Yeah, that's good. Well, especially since there's a story to be told there, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Good. Well, thank you guys. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us this afternoon, and certainly wish you the best, and I hope we can catch you live out there somewhere in the next couple months.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Greg, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.